Now it's busy out there. Colleges are back. Schools are back. It's a busy time of the year, September. Lots of traffic on our roads. And we're seeing increasingly over the last number of years, lots of e-scooters on our roads and e-scooters on our footpaths. And this issue came up this week's meeting of Tralee Municipal District, where it was said that some drivers of e-bikes and e-scooters in Tralee feel they're a law unto themselves. That was the view of Fine Gael Councillor Angie Bailey, who raised the issue at Tralee Municipal District meeting. This week, the Mayor of Tralee is Councillor Terry O'Brien. He had a few harsh words to say as well in relation to the behaviour of e-scooters. And Councillor Bailey asked the Council to consider introducing traffic calming measures in all built-up areas to tackle the problem of cars and e-bikes that are speeding. Terry O'Brien is with me on the line. Terry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Now, look, what's your view of how prevalent this is? How bad the behaviour has become of, and we're not tarring all people who use e-bikes or e-scooters with this, who are increasingly behaving in an unsafe way on the streets and roads of Tralee.
100% Joanne, before I start, can I just say, even for the news bulletin, I had the meeting, I said in jest, totally jokingly, about a sniper should be taking these, some of these scooter users out. And my God, after last night, maybe it was the wrong choice of words, because that horror show in Utah last night was disgusting. I'm glad you broached and spoke about it. Look, again, it was brought up, and I think people are getting a little bit sick of it, because there are, and again, I suppose it's wrong to penalise everyone for the sins of a few, but there are a few out there, and they're reckless at the moment, Jerry, and they don't care whether it's a footpath, a pedestrian area, they don't care. They're zipping left, right and centre, you know. Now, I spoke with a colleague of mine in Garda last night, and she was saying that, they've got improved powers, and they can actually confiscate the scooters, and they can test them. They've got they're slowly, the equipment is really spread out across the country, where they can test the power and the speed of these scooters, so it's limited to 20 k's, you know. So, again, recently I was contacted by a person who was dealing with a man who was driving a wheelchair on a footpath, and the scooter cut inside him and knocked him sideways on the footpath, you know. And it's stuff like this is really frustrating. And I'm sure the other councillors, it was Councillor Bailey brought it up, we're all getting calls asking, can we do anything about it? So it is getting frustrating, Jerry. And as you said, schools are back and things are starting to wind up again on the road. So it's a particularly dangerous time, and something we need to look out for.
Yeah, and we saw a number of e-scooter collisions this summer, particularly in Dublin. A 20-year-old died from injuries. And then in August, a man in his 30s died following a collision between an electric scooter and a car on the 4th of August. So there's more and more of them on the road, so there's more and more accidents. It's about, I guess, the speed at which they can traverse from footpath to road and road to footpath again.
And that's the problem. Yeah, a good friend of mine, his wife in Dublin, was taken out and put in a coma on a pedestrian crossing by a scooter, came straight through it and took her out. And you know, there was a young child involved, and luckily he wasn't hurt too badly. But really, this is the problem. And then zipping off into the distance. And again, look, as I must emphasise this, I live in Tournavan, and as I'm coming to Tralee, nearly every morning I meet the same individual. He's got his green bib on, there's a brake light in the back, there's a light on the front, and he's driving in the road nice and calmly, you know. And we're not looking at these people, we're looking at the ones who are being reckless and being stupid about this, and we're making it very awkward for everyone. And again, as I said, I spoke with the guards, and thank God their powers have been increased as to what they can do, but unfortunately there will always be that element, Jerry, who don't care and who are reckless, you know. So again,
Is this impacting pedestrianisation, Terry? Is there a feeling that e-scooters feel that they're not cars, they're not motorbikes, so they can zip along in areas that have been revamped in Tralee and improved in around the Mall and other areas over the last couple of years, that they feel that some feel that they're part of the pedestrian world when they're not?
100%. I spoke about that last night to a colleague of mine, and we were saying, I was down the start of this week, we're taking a picture wishing Kerry Soccer all the best the weekend, you know. While we were waiting for the picture to be taken, we were taken in the pedestrianised area. And not joking, Jerry, anyone knows truly, an e-scooter came down across the front of Pinney's, down past Easton's, and if a person stepped out, they would have been killed. Right in front of me, and right down the pedestrian area. Now, again, look, you can argue this is a pedestrianised area, they shouldn't be on it, but again, there's a road in the middle of it. Would they be better off on that in the middle? But what I saw was absolutely awful. I mean, if any person stepped out of any of those shops, there's no way he could have stopped that scooter. You know, and again, that's in a pedestrian zone. I'll ask again, and we'll bring it up again. I'm hoping that if it's pedestrianized, that means it's for pedestrians. Maybe they shouldn't be on there at all. Once bollards go up, you know, we've been Tralee and we've been Killarney, we've pedestrianized zones. Once the bollards go up, should that be the end of these scooters going through there? You know, probably.
Yeah. A Tralee caller gets in touch, saw a woman with a child of about 6 or 7 crossing the road in the town. It was the middle of the day. There wasn't a lot of traffic. This was on an e-scooter, the woman and the child. There wasn't a lot of traffic, but I still argue this is reckless behaviour. Neither the woman or the child were wearing helmets.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. I passed one with three. There was an older person with two on it.
Three people on an e-scooter?
Three people on a scooter, flying along, not a bother. And that's crazy. And again, as you said, no helmets, no safety jackets, no, you know, the Illuminus jackets, nothing. Just absolutely reckless. And again, look, we had an unfortunate incident of a young man who was seriously injured here in Tralee and a few months back. And this is how easy it is. You know, like if you're going to drive these things, you need to be careful. You need to wear the safety gear and the safety wear. I mean, it's all there. If you read up on it, it's all there what to do and what not to do. But unfortunately, some people are just not taking much notice of it, you know.
Yeah. Now, the council said in response to Councillor Bailey's motion that specific locations requested for traffic calming measures will be considered for funding under the appropriate grants, but saying, look, enforcement of speed limits is a matter for the Gardaí. They said over 10 million has already been invested in pedestrian public priority realms in the town centre, and construction of the next phase of these works will commence in the coming months, hopefully moving the town into a safer, more connected urban centre for residents and visitors. So that's what they're saying. So more improvements will be done, Terry, but I guess the call is for the Gardaí to continue to monitor and take action where they see anyone behaving recklessly with an e-scooter.
100%, Joey. Again, you know, we're always on about speed calming measures and, you know, speed bumps and the ramps and all this stuff. And that's, on one end, I understand that call, but on the other end, it's the few. You know, it's the few people who are being wronged the whole time. And these, you know, if you have one of these speed bumps or ramps in front of your house, Jerry, and you're, you know, in a housing estate in Killarney or Tralee or Listowel, the people going over that, they cause a lot of noise. So sometimes we jump down to get these speed ramps and these speed bumps and traffic calming measures when the problem is we need to address the culprits who are causing it, you know, who are doing the speeding, etc. So, yeah, it's going to take balance. It's definitely going to take time. But as I said, thankfully, the guards have now got the legislation. And I've seen Gardaí speaking to young boys on scooters. You know, you can't be on a scooter if you're under 16, which is great. And I must say, I've seen a reduction in the number of young people on scooters, which is very welcome. And again, they can test the scooters. You know, the responsibility is on the people who are selling these scooters too, Jerry. They shouldn't be selling them if they're over, is it 250 kilowatts of power, and if they can exceed 20 kilometres, they shouldn't be selling them, because really you can't use them. I suppose you can use them in a private place, I suppose, maybe, but really they shouldn't be selling them. So again, interesting times ahead with that, you know.
All right, Terry, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme. If you have a view on what Terry had to say, get in touch with us on the show. Your own experiences out there. Are you an e-scooter driver? Are you responsible? Are you safe? Does more need to be done in terms of cracking down on those who are not responsible or safe? A listener says this morning, e-scooters are very dangerous, especially for people with walking sticks and rollators. If one of these e-scooters hits a pedestrian, it could easily cause them to break their hip.